Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning, and we're with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David. How are you?
I am doing well. We have what some Republicans are calling a Christmas gift for Americans, and some, on the other hand, are saying it's a Christmas gift for the wealthy, and that is overnight. The U.S. Senate passed the GOP tax plan. The House has a procedural vote later today, but it's essentially done. It should be on the desk of the president by this evening. And we have a story, being a blue state here in New York and including Massachusetts and others in our region, but specifically in New York, Capital Region residents looking to pay their 2018 property taxes before the end of the year because of the new law.
Yeah, this is really interesting. The law would limit property and state income tax deductions homeowners are allowed to take on their federal income tax returns to $10,000 starting next year. That's prompting some financial advisors to suggest it makes sense for people to pay their 2018 taxes before December 31st while they are still fully deductible. Requests to pay earlier forcing an unanticipated decision on county and city governments, which don't normally accept tax payments before January 1st, but aren't prohibited from doing so either. Glenville Town Supervisor Chris Ketzel has had a lot of inquiries about this. But has decided not to do it. But over in Clifton Park, they are deciding they are going to do this. It's a really interesting thing that's happening. So limiting the federal deduction for property and state income taxes to $10,000 per year is one of the major changes of the new law. The cap is a bigger deal in New York State than in most states because of high property taxes. The average state and local tax deduction statewide last year was $24,000, according to a coalition of local government associations.
And from there, very quickly, we've spoken about this story. The mayor of Gloversville is due in court today.
Yeah, state police charged Dayton King with official misconduct back in early December. Charged with illegally using his position to access the personnel file of his opponent, city firefighter Bill Roback. King was charged in early December, but is due in the town of Johnstown court later today to face that misdemeanor count of official misconduct. King ultimately defeated Roback, but if you remember, initially the Board of Elections had declared Roback a winner. They miscounted and just a few weeks later said, oh, nope, that Dayton King had won. Roback lost to King by 28 votes with this official misconduct charge now looming over him. Roback is calling for King to resign, saying he won by breaking the law.
Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette, who joins us on Wednesdays. For more, head to dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, have a great holiday. We'll catch up with you afterward.
You as well. Thanks, David.